Live from the Wolf Construction Roofing Studio, it's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG. Sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing.
Hey, everybody, it's our second hour as we roll all the way till 3 o'clock today right here on the Big Talker 1700. Mark Simon on Major League Baseball, ESPN stats and info coming up in roughly about 5 or 6 minutes from right now. But, Trent, let's start with some Major League Baseball. And, you know, we had that conversation at the All-Star break about the Cubs and how what a bumpy roller coaster ride it was. Well, they have certainly flip the switch, and they are now playing the type of Cubs baseball which I think a lot of people thought they were going to see in the first half, but didn't.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of goes without saying. It's the team that we expected to see. The way that they've come out, the pitching staff has been good, the defense has been better, the bats are coming alive. Everything that we anticipated out of this team, that is exactly what has happened to this point. And as you go through and you kind of look at what they have, you know, coming up, and Jim, I know you're kind of wondering, is there anybody that can stay in this race after we get through the trade deadline? Does Milwaukee have a run in them? Does the Cardinals? Was it the Pirates? People who are trying to jump on the bandwagon. Just look what they have coming up. Now, the Diamondbacks here, two more games left in this series. Then over the weekend, the Nationals come to town. Feels like that could be kind of a measuring stick. You with me on that?
I'm with you on that, absolutely. Yeah, I want to see how they match up against the top team in the East, absolutely.
They go to West Coast road trip after that, the Giants for three, Arizona for three, back home, the Reds, the Blue Jays, the Reds again, the Phillies, the Pirates, the Braves. The schedule, Jimmy B, it's pretty easy. It's pretty easy from here on out, and that's why I continually tell you, we're not getting a good run. We're not getting a good division race here. It's over, Jim Brinson. I'm sorry. Yeah, your grandson came up for the Brewers, and Brinson's doing well, but it's not happening.
Hey, my grandson hit a home run the other day for Milwaukee. I was pretty pumped about that. Look, I would just like to see a race and see some team, either whether if it's St. Louis or Pittsburgh or Milwaukee, at least be within five games. But with what I witnessed last night and also with the schedule, which you just alluded to, after they get past Washington, it's pretty easy sailing. Mm-hmm. And so I would anticipate now the Cubs just starting to get their act together and really starting to put people away.
Well, what are they now? And since the second half has gone, it is a 14-3 since the All-Star break. I mean, here's the run we were talking about, Jim. It's here. It's happening right
now.
Yes,
I know it. And we kept waiting to see something like that in the first half of the season. But we didn't, and so I don't know why that was. I guess you could attribute it because Cleveland's doing exactly the same thing to World Series hangover, I suppose. Look, Chicago is just rolling right now at 57-48, and the Brewers are 2.5 back, the Cardinals 5.5, the Pirates 6.5. Trent, do you think by the end of August that the Cubs have a 8-game lead on Brewers, Cardinals, Pirates, any one of those three teams in second place, at least an 8-game lead by the end of August?
End of August? I don't know. It's going to be comfortable. I mean, what's the difference between 6 and 8 and 10? They're winning this division. They're winning this division handily. It'll be wrapped up by the time we get to the last week, and they're going to have an opportunity then to set their rotation when they play the Nationals in the divisional round. I think it's pretty simple. They're running away and hiding. Who cares the difference between 6, 8, 10, 15, 20?
Okay.
It's not going to be a real race. It's not going to be going into the final weekend hoping that we're going to get something as they go their last three series, at Milwaukee, at the Cardinals, and then hope for Cincinnati. I don't think those three series matter.
So, in other words, we can pretty much then kiss off the entire National League once we get to the end of August. The Nationals way out in front, 13-game lead.
I did it in May.
You what?
I did it in May.
You kissed it off in May?
Yes. I never believed that Milwaukee was going to be able to do this long term. I never believed that the Cardinals were going to be a team that can make a big run, or the Pirates. I've called this thing over even when it wasn't over. It's over. We know the five playoff teams move off the National League. Look for the fun storylines that you can find that can pop up. But really, we know who's going to be there. We know how this is going to look. It'll be Colorado and the Diamondbacks playing in the wild card game. It'll be the winner of that against the Dodgers. And it'll be the Nationals hosting the Cubs in the DS. There it is. Lock it in. Set it in, Jimmy B. We got it.
Okay. All right. I'm going to mail it in. Let's quickly go then to the American League. Indians and Royals, right now they are both 7-3 in their last 10. But we talked early in the program about the Red Sox and Indians when you did, in case you missed it, and that wild game last night, which saw the Indians end up on the short end of the stick. The same for the Royals against Baltimore, and Kansas City now still two games out of first place. So if that's the case, with the Royals just two out, the Twins are 6.5, and I feel sorry for you, pal. I know the Twins now are toast. There is absolutely no race in the AL West where the Astros have a 15-game lead. And in the East, it is entertaining there, where the Red Sox, with the win last night and the Yankees' loss, have a half-game lead over New York. And Tampa Bay, with a win, still hanging around. They are four games back. The Orioles, who are having success against Kansas City, are six games back in the American League East. So at least things are somewhat interesting in that division. But out west, no, not interesting at all. However, it looks like the Mariners are trying to play their way into a possible wild card. The Angels are hanging around, but we'll wait and see. The jury is still out on them. Wild card right now in the American League, it has the Yankees, the Rays, and Kansas City tied for the second wild card spot, with the Mariners as well. They all have 55 wins. So that's the way it's all set up right now in the American League.
We await Mark Simon. Mark must have been pulled away into meetings from ESPN. Hopefully they'll get him here in just a little bit, Jimmy B. But, yeah, the Indians and Royals have separated themselves in the Central. Are we going to get a good one out east with the Yankees and the Red Sox? Some old school, the Yankees, they didn't go all in, but they went in a lot, trading for Sonny Gray, bringing in Jaime Garcia. They did a few different things there. Are we going to see the old school Red Sox Yankees down to the wire again? Because the difference now, back when they played, I remember a year where the Yankees didn't play their starters the last two games of the regular season in order to get the wild card, so they could get the wild card and play the Minnesota Twins in the first round, a team that they dominated. It's different now, because your wild card, you got to play in that one game playoff. And even if you get past that, then you've already used your ace for that one game, and you got to come back in that five-game series afterwards. So it's not like it once was, where just four teams get in. With that extra fifth team, it makes it incredibly more important to win your division, as it used to be back in the day.
I agree with you. It is different now, and thankfully that is the case, so teams at the end aren't tanking, trying to get the maybe what they consider a team that they could beat easily, even though it is a one-game scenario. But I think it's great that you have the Red Sox and Yankees. It's good for baseball because people that aren't Red Sox and Yankee fans, they detest those two teams, absolutely despise them. So you get that hate factor that comes from fans of other teams, and I think that's good for baseball. I really do. You got to have a team that everybody pretty much dislikes. Do you have that in the National League that everybody dislikes? Like the Red Sox and Yankees, everybody, if you're not a Yankee or Red Sox fan, you despise them. I don't think National Leaguers despise the Nationals.
No.
Do they despise the Dodgers?
Well, yeah. I mean, and in the Dodgers, the way that they spend and what they're doing, kind of going all in. Well, let's get the perspective of somebody that knows better than we do. He's Mark Simon with ESPN Stats and Information, and he joins us right now on the Draft House 50 Hotline. Mark, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I don't know that I know better than you, but I know that Zubin knows better than all three of us.
That is very true. Zubin is all-knowing, all-telling all the time our man Zubin Mahete out there. And yeah, it's great when we get you guys on to talk with your perspective, a little bit different. And we were talking the race in the National League Central. I felt that it was just inevitable that the Cubs would figure it out. And it seems like that's what's happening right now. 14-3 since after the All-Star break. Another great performance last night offensively. The pitching has come around. In the National League Central, maybe we'll get a race there with the Indians and Royals. But it looks, at least right now, in terms of the standings, that the best race is going to be out in your neck of the woods with the Red Sox and Yankees. How important do you think that is for baseball, getting that rivalry rekindled in a big way?
Any rivalries, I think, being intense are going to be good for baseball. If you have the ideal year for baseball is probably one where the Red Sox and Yankees are at the top, the Cubs and Cardinals are at the top, and the Dodgers and Giants are at the top. Unfortunately, I suppose this year it really feels like it's going to be one out of three because I don't feel like the Cardinals are really in the race. Rivalries help drive it. I think you're seeing that in this day and age, that anything that provokes intense emotion is a thing that drives ratings and that drives attention. And if you have something that can do that, that will be pretty cool. I don't feel like Yankees Red Sox has ramped up yet. I feel like it needs like a moment where that happens. Like if that Red Sox game from last night was a Red Sox Yankees game, I think it ramps up. And I think that maybe you'll see that in the next little while.
Maybe like a little activity like we saw in the past.
I knew you were
going to
say that.
Where A-Rod gets into it, even though he's not there anymore. But let's say Aaron Judge. Somebody's big enough to take on Aaron Judge. They
would
pluck
do that.
Him or
I mean,
something
that
like
giant.
That. He is a giant. But,
come on.
But, well,
I like
just
how
saying.
You old school think on this, though.
Yeah, you want to ramp it up, man. Let's ramp it up. Let's generate some excitement. We talked earlier.
On the Red Sox side, the shame of it is that Pedroia, who's probably their most intense player, is hurt right now.
So I
don't think that would hurt. Certainly, I think it would make things a little more chippy, I guess, and a little more interesting.
Yeah. All right, then on the National League side. Is nobody really detests the Nationals. I don't think really the Cubs have it with their one World Series. That's not going to upset other fans after 108 years. Are the Dodgers the team that is most disliked then in the National League?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know. I don't know if there's not a hatred there. It's not the same when they were just talking about this on a call that I was on, that the emotion of the West Coast rivalry is not the same as the emotion of the East Coast rivalry, that the East Coast is known for intensity, the West Coast is known for being laid back. And I don't know that the Dodgers have ever been a situation, other than, I guess, the Puig factor, where you would just be like, boy, I don't like Clayton Kershaw. Why wouldn't you like Clayton Kershaw? He's a terrific pitcher. He's a really good person. He represents the game and himself very well. Dave Roberts is a class act as manager. I don't think that they have the it factor as far as hate goes that you know, you might be looking for.
Well, I think the team that very well could get there, too, is the Cubs. With a fan base as rabid as they are the first time having success, and if they can maintain it, much like we saw after the first championship for the Red Sox and they got a negative connotation, that fan base, afterwards. I think you could see the same kind of thing happen with the Cubs fan base in the future.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's funny that Joe Maddon is pretty polarizing. There are a lot of people that really like him. I would checkbox myself in that department. I find him to be extremely intelligent. I've been in scrums where I've asked him questions. He looks at the reporter right in the eye, so I've got the reporter's kind of perspective on him. But to the fan, I think some people may think that he comes off as too smart and all-knowing and too, I don't want to say confident, because he doesn't really come across as confident, but almost, I think it's like a too smart kind of thing, and that rubs people the wrong way. I know a Red Sox fan who can't stand him, and I think that goes back to 2008 when the Rays beat the Red Sox. So I could see a little bit with that, but again, it's kind of like, you're really going to hate on Chris Bryant? You're really going to hate on Anthony Rizzo? Like, they're fun watches. They're great watches. I don't know. Like, I don't. There has to be someone that's kind of the target of it, I think, for it to really develop.
Yeah, I think you're right. You have to have some sort of polarizing figure.
Yep.
I agree with you. I agree with you on that. Mark Simon is our guest, Major League Baseball, ESPN Stats and Info. He comes to us, of course, on the Draft House 50 Hotline Mills Civic Parkway in
West Des Moines. Can I ask a question?
Go for it, Mark.
All right, let's turn the tables here, and I'll interview you just for a second.
Okay.
What do you think the first digit of Sonny Gray's ERA with the Yankees is going to be?
Three.
The first digit.
What do you got, Jim?
I got two.
Ooh. Okay. Why do you say that?
I just think that he's going to be a dominant force once he hits the mound with the Yankees. I really do. Look, wasn't he under two in his last six starts with the A's?
Oh, look at you and your sophisticated statistical look. I love it. That's great. Thanks. I'm kidding.
That's why they pay me the big bucks, Mark. That's why I get all the jack. You know
so,
that, pal.
So can I explain why I think it's going to be four?
Ooh, four.
Okay, go for it. Yeah.
See, I wanted to come in with something that was a little controversial so we could stir things up a little bit. All right, so here's the deal with Sonny Gray. Sonny Gray, when he pitches in Boston and Baltimore, struggles. It's not a good spot for him. My guess is because when the balls are hit in the air against him, and maybe they aren't hit in the air that often, but that they tend to go out of the ballpark. He gets hit, and he gets hit to – I'm not even looking at anything here, but I would – work off the idea that he's getting hit to right field. And there's the pesky pole in Fenway, there's the short wall in Baltimore, and there's the short porch in Yankee Stadium that right-handed pitchers have so much trouble with. Could he get past it? I think he could, but I think there's a certain challenge to pitching against those lineups, Boston and Baltimore, in those parks that is really difficult to overcome. And I think that the challenge of pitching in Yankee Stadium is a really tough one to overcome. And I just, maybe it's gut feeling. I don't even know necessarily what it is, but I just have it's, you have to be a great pitcher to pitch in the American League East for an extended period of time to have an ERA below four. Someone like Severino has done it this year, and good for him, and we'll see where that ends up. We'll see if Sonny Gray has the extra stuff, I guess, so to speak. I'm thinking that he's going to wind up with an ERA of four.
In general, Mark, you do have that along with Yu Darvish. Not aces, not top 10 pitchers right now as you currently look at them. Did the Yankees and Dodgers give up too much in general? A trade like this, not for that top frontline starter, but for a good pitcher, does it usually pan out? Do you have any info on that?
It's very difficult to make a trade for one guy that's going to win you the World Series because the World Series is so much based on luck and the all the little things where the ball could just bounce right, and like random name, Jeff Blum could be your hero rather than Jeff Bagwell. And Scott Pesednik too. I guess we're gonna make a Chicago reference. I don't remember the exacts on that, but the number of times where a team has traded for a super ace and won the World Series is small, just because winning the World Series is really hard. I mean, you see it with go back. This is 8-9 years ago, but go back to a team like the Brewers, when the Brewers got CC Sabathia. They didn't even get through the division series. You go back, essentially a couple years ago to when the A's lost that game to the Royals in the wild card. They made the trade to get John Lester with the intent of trying to win the World Series. They didn't even get past the wild card game.
We're having a conversation right now with Mark Simon, Major League Baseball, ESPN Stats and Info,
Jim,
on the Draft House 50 Hotline. No, you're not mean to me, pal. Come on. I was fine. Listen, I dropped stats on you for a change. It was kind of fun.
we kind of reversed roles. I was the provocateur. You were the stat guy.
We did. Take me then to a team that I'm real interested in, and that is the Houston Astros.
Sure.
Because as well as they have played all season long, and the dominance that they have showed in the division, nobody seems to be paying any attention to them. Is it just because it's Houston? What is it?
I'm paying a lot of attention to them. You know why I'm paying a lot of attention to them? Because in March I picked them to win the World Series.
Whoa! Okay.
Look at the lineup. The lineup is overwhelming, 1-9. They will just beat you down with their hitters. When he's healthy, Correa, Springer, Altuve, they're 7-9. One of our guys came out, the guy that researches Mike and Mike for us, came up with this crazy stat where their 7-8-9 are essentially better than what your typical 3-4-5 is, which is ridiculous. Their lineup is so good. They have Keuchel at the top of the rotation. They just got Colin McHugh back. He essentially can be a two or a three. The other guy in the rotation, and the guy that is probably going to determine how far they go, is Lance McCullers, who has this super nasty curveball that is really ridiculous. And if he's on, I think they have a top three that is they can walk in as comfortable as anyone because they know they're going to score six a game. And their bullpen is good. Their bullpen is stacked. And what they did at the trade deadline was very subtle, and Keuchel kind of complained about it, but I thought it was a smart thing. They didn't go for Darvish. They didn't go for Gray. My guess is that they didn't feel that they necessarily needed those guys. They got Francisco Liriano, and Francisco Liriano's role in the postseason is going to be to come into the game in a really important spot and strike out Brett Gardner or Mike Moustakas or maybe in the World Series, Bryce Harper, Daniel Murphy. And they feel that they found the right guy that cost them basically nothing that can get them significant outs in October. And if by some odd chance Lance McCullers is still hurt at the end of the year and can't pitch, hey, Francisco Liriano has a couple hundred major league starts under his belt and could be your number three starter in the postseason and give you a fair chance to win. I like the Astros.
You're going with Francisco Liriano as your number three. Good.
Well, hang on. I get to defend that one with statistics. Well, you can't just sit there and mock me for my Francisco Liriano analysis here. Hang on. I am punching up his numbers to defend my cause here.
Okay.
We're going to defend my cause by telling you that, let's see, in 2015, Francisco Liriano had a 3.38 ERA.
Yep.
In 2013, he had a 3 ERA. Mm-hmm. Right now, okay, he has a 5.88 ERA. He's walking a lot of guys. His whip is really, really bad. But somewhere in there is a really good pitcher, a guy who was 16-8, 302 in 2013, a guy who pitched a no-hitter, as I think we've seen. Somewhere in there, they're going to try and find that guy and hope that he either fills that lefty role that I was just talking about, where he's going to get them one out, like a Mike Montgomery role to try and win them the World Series, or he's going to fill the role as a starter, and they will take their chances with him rather than give up three great prospects for Sonny Gray.
I'll tell you, ERA plus of 89 or worse three of the last 4 years. That's all I need to see out of Francisco Liriano.
I think you got me there. But, 2016 with the Blue Jays.
That was
after the Pirates
one.
Trade and a 2.92 ERA, yeah. ERA plus.
That was 148. That was a good one. Well, Mark, I want to let you go with this. We're talking with Mark Simon, ESPN Stats and Information. Adrian Beltre. I personally can't think of a guy in my lifetime. I'm now admittedly in my upper 30s. I can't remember a guy that has had this long, solid, great defensively, huge power numbers, everything, and is underrated seemingly as Adrian Beltre is. It's not just because he's played in small markets. He's played in Texas, good-sized market, played in L.A. for a number of years before that. Seattle was a big part of it. Maybe that's why, but I want to leave it open-ended for you. Some thoughts on Adrian Beltre.
I like him, and I think what's most interesting about him is that we think of him now as this really, really good hitter, but he was someone who developed very late in his career and turned into a different kind of player later in his career. But the reason that I like him is not necessarily because of that. I think I've quoted things like this before. I'm really into defensive stats, and if you look at the defensive stats on Adrian Beltre, since the defensive run saved stat was invented in 2003, no player has more defensive runs saved than Adrian Beltre. He's essentially at the top of the leaderboard right there. He is an outstanding defensive third baseman and has been one throughout his entire career. He's basically had one bad defensive season. He's always been very good. And I think he's a very complete player. I think it's kind of like a Tim Raines thing. We failed to recognize that in certain parts of his career, but he's a much more valuable player than people give him credit for.
All right, then take me to what he has just stated. After the trade of Yu Darvish from the Rangers to the Dodgers, Beltre now has come out and stated, that changes my perspective. I may not want to retire as a Texas Ranger. I don't want to be part of a rebuild. I mean, I get that from the veteran player that he is.
Yep. Yeah, you know what? I can completely, that's a very human kind of, I think, response, right? Like, I think you can completely see that from his perspective. I've been pretty good. I've never won a World Series. Get me somewhere where I can try. When I came here to win a World Series. If you're not going to try and win the World Series, then shoot, I don't want to be here.
Mark, great stuff as always. A little back and forth and ripping on Jimmy B. That makes it a good day in my book. Good work.
Hey, come on now. Come on.
I'll catch up with you guys. See ya.
See you, Mark. Mark Simon, ESPN Stats and Information with us on the Draft House 50 Hotline. Good stuff, Jimmy B. And taking shots at you.
I loved it. I figured you did. You always like it when that takes place. However, I thought I held in there pretty solidly when I had those stats for him and reversed the table. So I'm very proud of myself after that last discussion.
Well, you need to take a break now, right? You're going to put your feet up for a while and not bring anything else to the table for the second half of the show? Is that what you're saying you're going to be doing here?
I'm just going to check out, yes.
Okay. That's what I figured. We'll check back in on the other side here. Leading up until 3 o'clock, Jimmy B and TC on the Big Talker 1700.
The big games play here. Westwood One Sports on Des Moines Station for news, talk, sports. 1700 KBGG.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
Hey, it's Trent Condon here from Jimmy B and TC. If you've been talking and thinking about improving your health, I have an idea for you. Do what I did. Call New Leaf Wellness. My weight had been increasing, my endurance during workouts was waning, and I was just feeling sluggish. New Leaf Wellness put together a program to help me lose weight, improve my energy, and they can do the same for you. Call New Leaf Wellness today at 515-650-1358 to schedule a free, no obligation consultation. That's 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. And tell them TC sent you.
Like all of you out there, Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. He would flip-flop all night long, wake up with a sore neck or maybe a headache, or feel like he needed a nap, even though he'd slept 8 hours. When Mike invented MyPillow, he wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. Mike does all of his own manufacturing right here in the United States and offers a 10-year warranty. You could wash and dry MyPillow, and don't forget there is a 60-day money-back guarantee. And here's their best offer ever. For a limited time, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-4694 and use promo code Des Moines to take advantage of Mike's 4-pack special. You'll get 50% off 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows and free shipping.
Can you finish this little ad phrase? Get in the zone. Right, most people know it's get in the zone, AutoZone. But this message isn't about AutoZone, it's about how your memory works. Why is it you remember certain ad messages and literally hundreds of songs that you never set out to memorize? That's the power of sound. It can make a good tune or a good idea stick. Now here's a question. Would you like to learn the 5 secrets of making a message for your business sticky, you know, memorable and powerful? Then just call us and ask to speak to our ad strategy manager. He'd be glad to share them with you, no obligation. The good thing is, with radio, you can afford to get sticky. Then when someone's in the market for what you sell, who are they going to remember? If you want them to remember you, take advantage of radio. The power of sound.
Hi, this is Clint Burkhall. If you'd like to learn the 5 secrets of a powerful campaign, just call me here at the station, 331-9200. We are glad to share them.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Hey, it's Jimmy B.
And TC for Draft House 50 on Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Hey, Draft House 50 has 47 big screen TVs for great viewing of any game.
Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, golf, tennis, you name it.
Hey, the Draft House 50 can get it, even cricket? Draft House 50 has a sensational menu featuring specialty burgers, steak, salads, and so much more.
And on Saturday and Sunday, beginning at 10 a.m., it's brunch, which includes a terrific Bloody Mary bar.
The Draft House 50, a place for sports, great food, and drinks.
Draft House 50, Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Hi folks, Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full-service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
Kate here with Food Dudes Delivery. Are you tired of the same old delivery options? Well, Food Dudes Delivery can solve that problem for you. We deliver for restaurants that don't do delivery. Order through us at fooddudesdelivery.com. Food Dudes Delivery offers commercial and residential delivery service along with the option to pre-order. Our delivery rate is always a flat fee, so whether you're ordering $15 for yourself or $300 for a party, it's going to be the same flat fee. We deliver all throughout the metro area, always keeping your food hot and fresh. Food Dudes Delivery has a vast range of food options for you to choose from. So place your order for lunch today, dinner tonight, or your office tomorrow at fooddudesdelivery.com.
Back to the Wolf Construction Roofing Studio, sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing. It's Jimmy B and TC.
Always a good time with Mark Simon on the show. That's a lot of fun as we dive into a lot of baseball with him. Good stuff there. Trent, I'm looking forward to having Mitch on the show. He's coming up here in a little bit from Mitch Holtis from Chiefs training camp. Did you see where the Chiefs signed a new defensive lineman? They got Roy Miller, who was a free agent, spent time with Jacksonville, Buffalo, Miami. So I think they were something like 25th or 26th in allowing rushing yards last year in the NFL. So maybe that'll be something we can talk to Mitch about and see if he is a guy that they think they can help on that defensive line.
Yeah, they're waiting for Chris Jones to come back. So I'm sure that's kind of a part of that. Roy Miller, I'll be honest, a name, though. You know, there's those veteran guys that stick around for a few years, and because of their outposts, you never hear of them. No, they're just solid guys that are in the league.
He was in Jacksonville. That's why you didn't hear of him.
And he was with Tampa. You know, we don't talk a lot of Tampa football and a lot of Jacksonville football. And that was a new name certainly to me when I saw that come across today. We got Mitch coming by. We'll talk some Travis Kelce with him. Yesterday you asked him about Patrick Mahomes, and Mitch told us he doesn't think we're going to see a whole lot of Patrick Mahomes. And certainly in practice here these first few days, we haven't seen much of him.
No, it's just been Alex Smith and company, and that's it. So I think they're pretty well have decided that it's Alex Smith's football, and Mahomes is just going to be in that mode where he gets to watch. Sort of like what Aaron Rodgers did behind Brett Favre, although Mahomes is not going to sit that long. You and I both know that.
You wouldn't think so, no. No, that's not going to be the case. For 2017... very well could be the case. And right now, Tyler Bray, former Tennessee quarterback, is ahead of him, the number two quarterback. And a lot of people believe that's going to stay that way through the regular season. That is the hope of Kansas City, but still a lot to be sorted out. We'll take a timeout and come back with that man we're talking about. He is Mitch Holtis here on your home for the Kansas City Chiefs 1700. He'll join us on the other side as we're back here in a moment.
Hey, it's Bill Ryder. Nice to be talking to the home crowd again in Central Iowa, where I was raised, where I got married. The show is right on you, 5 to 9 p.m. weekdays on Des Moines' Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness. Give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
When you're hiring for a growing business, you don't need lots of candidates. You need the right candidates. You need Indeed.com. With an algorithm that positions your job post where quality candidates are and screener questions that help you zero in on the best talent. Indeed.com, the site proven through an independent study to deliver five times more hires than any other. New users claim your $50 credit for a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
I met someone. You hear it a lot from people on Match, because more people have met their someone on Match than any other dating app. Everyone wants to find that meaningful connection, and Match is not only number one in first, but second dates too. Now here's a free offer for our listeners. Go to match.com/search for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search, view photos, and connect. This free offer is found at match.com/search. That's match.com/search. Match.com/search.
Why have over 3 million guys switched to Harry's razors? Because at Harry's, we give you less. We make just one razor with five German-engineered blades.
Bing!
All you need for a smooth and comfortable shave.
Ah.
And we got rid of upcharges. By owning the factory and cutting out the middleman, we're able to sell our high-quality blades for half the price of the other guys.
Ka-ching!
Now we're dropping the half-price sound effects guy.
Wait, why?
Not everyone can give you high quality for a fraction of the price. Harry's. One perfect razor. None of the extra noise. As a special offer for radio listeners, get an $18 shave set with an added bonus for free when you visit harrys.com and use code 3434 at checkout. Just cover a few bucks for shipping. That's harrys.com, code 3434, for a free shave set offer. Again, it's harrys.com, code 3434. Please note, no sound effects guys were harmed in the making of this radio recording.
Are you in the mood for real, classic, homemade Italian food? Well, I have the spot for you. It's Villaggio. Two locations. The newest location in Urbandale, 2675 100th Street. The original in Norwalk. Classic dishes like cavatelli, spaghetti, lasagna, and vodka rigatoni. Top-notch pizza and awesome sandwiches. A great happy hour and Italian done right. Villaggio.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. wolfconstruction.net.
It's baseball season, and if you're looking for a place to go for all the MLB games, make it Draft House 50 Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. Cubs, Twins, Royals, White Sox, Cardinals, even the Brew Crew, or an out-of-market game. Draft House 50 has you covered with the MLB Extra Innings Package. Upscale bar food and amazing beer selection. And on the weekends, brunch and Bloody Mary Bar every Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Draft House 50 Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Your Honor, I stand before you to prove that AT&T's two-year price guarantee is the ultimate all-included bundle experience.
Order!
I submit Exhibit A, DirecTV Select all-included package with over 145 channels. Exhibit B, monthly fees for Wi-Fi gateway, Genie HD DVR, and three additional receivers included.
Objection! Overruled!
Exhibit C, reliable high-speed internet and digital home phone.
Order!
And to close, lock in your bundle price at $89.99 a month for 2 years with AT&T.
The court rules in favor of AT&T. Call your local dealer now.
Switch to DirecTV today and start enjoying the nation's number one satellite TV service. Call Rockstar Satellite at 515-262-STAR. That's Rockstar Satellite at 515-262-STAR.
Requires 24-month TV and 12-month internet agreements and combined billing. New approved customers only must remain active and in good standing on all services or then prevailing rates apply in second year. Prorated ETF up to $480 for TV, $180 for internet. Equipment non-return and other fees and conditions apply. Call for details. Offer ends 1/21/17.
Jim Brunson,
Trent Condon. It's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG. Live from the Wolf Construction Studio. Sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing. Here's Jim and Trent.
Hey, everybody, welcome back in. We roll all the way till 3 o'clock. Jimmy B and Trent right here on the Big Talkers 1700. Always fun now as we get the NFL underway. Our first preseason game is set for tomorrow night with the Cardinals and Dallas. It's the Hall of Fame game. Mitch Holthus is the longtime voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, and he will be joining us all through the month of August, as well as you hear all of the Chiefs games right here on the Big Talker 1700. And Mitch comes to us on the Draft House 50 Hotline Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. Mitch, how are you, pal?
Well, doing great. And we roll on here. The players have a mandatory day off, going back to the 2011 collective bargaining agreement, but everybody else is still kind of grinding away here at camp.
Well, okay, give me this. Yeah, we Trent and I just had this conversation about Roy Miller. I saw that the Chiefs announced that they have signed him, defensive tackle. Spent time in Jacksonville, Buffalo, Miami. What can you fill us in about Roy Miller?
Well, I'm curious myself. I'm anxious to see him on the field. It's going to be difficult. There's a lot of depth at that position. You know, people talk about losing Dontari Poe. And Poe's a Pro Bowler, but we picked up Benny Logan in the offseason from the Eagles. He's had a great start to this camp. And also, Alan Bailey is back from injury. That was very much overlooked. Raheem Muniz-Rochus. Chris Jones is not back out there yet. He's had a meniscus tear in his knee that he's trying to recover from. So I'm curious where Miller fits in. It's going to be a crowded spot. That will be one of the tougher cuts the Chiefs make because they've got a lot of talent there. And they'll cut, they could cut somebody that would be immediately picked up by a team.
Yeah, moving parts are always a part of it. Also a change. I know Andy Reid talked a little bit about this. I believe it was yesterday, talking about the way that things have changed in terms of cutdowns, getting down to the 53-man roster, what you have to be for the regular season. Sounds like at least Andy Reid was pretty pleased about the changes that happened league-wide in that.
Well, and you're allowed to carry your full night on the 90 guys all the way to that final cut. Remember, there was always a series of kind of incremental cuts. There's been a push to keep – there's no developmental league. I've talked to you guys about that for years. There's no E-league like the NBA has. There's no minor league like the Iowa Cubs. There's none of that. And so you don't – and there's no NFL Europe. So there's a couple things here. One, you need more developmental time to evaluate some of these younger players who could potentially become players in the NFL. There's no laboratory for it. And then to keep the veterans – possibly away from injury, where you're not forcing them into some snaps in those last couple preseason games. Just more teaching. There's no spring football. There's no games. I've often wanted to start that. I'd have a game in Des Moines. I'd have it at Drake Stadium, and we'd play the Vikings, and it'd be, you know, rookies and tryout guys against the Vikings, rookies and tryout guys. I'll guarantee you we'd have 15 to 20,000 there for that game, just saying. Mm-hmm. But and until that happens, which could be a long time, this is the best alternative.
Mitch, for the game tomorrow night, Bruce Arians, from the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals, has already come out and stated he's not going to play any starters. I know that they play the extra game this year because of the Hall of Fame, but could you see some coaches now not playing some of their top players even in the first game?
I think that's a discussion that every coach has with those veteran players. I think that, for example, I was going to talk about Travis Kelce today, too, and just, you know, it'd be Kelce if he sits down with Andy, and Andy says, you know, you've got a sore shoulder, how much contact do you want? You know what, coach, I need, give me 15 snaps. All right, well, we'll figure out when to do that. This is not a game. It has been proven, Jimmy, that you can't play this game without having some contact to prepare you. Mm-hmm. You can't just jump right in and let her rip. That doesn't work. And yet you can't overdo it. So finding that fine line is really one of the key equilibrium decisions of the preseason. But it also goes back for Arians. He doesn't have any other time to really evaluate in a full football game situation for young guys that he knows either he needs this year or can develop for next year to make keep Arizona as a challenger, and he'll need a game like this to do that. There's no other place to go.
Mitch, you mentioned Travis Kelce after another great season that he put together a year ago. Expectations continue to rise for him at what he's going to be able to do for this Kansas City offense. Last year, 85 catches, over 1,100 yards, and he got there early. He was there early with you, Mitch.
He was. He was here Monday the 24th, and he was ahead of schedule. He was with the surgery in the offseason, I wasn't sure what he just how much he'd be up and running. Well, he's been full throttle. They've kept him out of some, you know, the real key contact. He hasn't done any short yardage runs, run drills like 9-on-7 where tight ends have to block and such. But he has been very impactful, like you would guess he would be. When you start crunching the numbers, I know you guys follow me on Twitter for sure. Last night I put some numbers out there that were interesting. Only Jordy Nelson of the Packers had more catches in the second half of the season of any human in the NFL than Travis Kelce. Yeah. That to me was eye-opening. The other is for Kelce, he had four straight 100-yard receiving games. That's only been done by two other tight ends in the history of the league, one of those being Tony Gonzalez, used to play for us in the Hall of Fame. Then Kelce was third in yards after catch. The only two ahead of him were Le'Veon Bell of Pittsburgh and the former UNI Panther, David Johnson, of the aforementioned Cardinals. When you start to look at the numbers and what he's been able to do on a consistent basis, meaning Travis Kelce, you start to put him in the same sentence with Rob Gronkowski on a regular basis.
Mitch Holthus is our guest. He comes to us on the Draft House 50 Hotline, Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. Okay, Mitch, let's kind of get into some nuts and bolts here. Run through what you think the players have shown so far. I know it's early in camp, but they are trying to get ready for the upcoming exhibition season. Let's start first with the quarterback, then with the running backs, and then the wide receivers. You already chronicled Kelce, the tight end.
What have I seen from the quarterbacks?
Yeah.
I think a willingness to, and Alex Smith, and maybe it's been a reaction of Patrick Mahomes, and maybe it's just another year in the system, is to open up the deep third of the offense. It has been a point of emphasis here to take some shots, so to speak. And it's worked much of the time. Both Alex Smith and Patrick Mahomes and Tyler Bray have done that. The running back situation, you can see where the pieces can snap together. Kareem Hunt, the rookie out of Toledo, could be a very good compliment to Spencer Ware. When healthy, I mentioned how underrated he is. Kendrick West, whose ankle has kind of pushed him back. And wide receivers. The key here is to find chain movers. There are big plays on this team. Andy Reid will design big plays, but he also has a guy like Tyreek Hill who can create a big play out of a non-design play. But the key here is getting to move the chains. Third and seven, get nine, let Andy Reid reshuffle the deck. And that's where the guys like Chris Conley come in, or DeMarcus Robinson perhaps coming into play. Shontavious Jones is a guy that's come running up off the outside rail, kid out of Valdosta State. But that would be the issue, I think, there. They've got to find chain movers. Don't necessarily need a big play guy.
Preseason game number one, August 11th against the 49ers. You hear that game right here on 1700 KBGG. And Mitch Holthus will be on the call. Mitch, before that, though, people, they got to eat. We still got a week and a half before we get there. Tell them where they can go.
Well, you know this, and it's what they tell you guys all the time. Feed the big dog. Feed the big dog. If you got Kelce and he's hot, feed him, right?
Yeah.
But I want to ask Jimmy B. He's been around the block a few times. Have you ever had chicken poppers?
I have had chicken poppers, yes.
All right, here we go. Tom Donaldson, Papa John's. We think of the Zaw, the pizza's great. Secret sauce in Johnston actually moves around now. I found out, this is breaking news. I found they move it around now, and it is near Adventureland. And, yeah, they keep moving it around. This is near Adventureland. If you know right where to look, you can see the guard, but he's moving around town. But now he's got these chicken poppers, a new 10-piece chicken popper, just $6. 10-piece chicken popper, $6. That could be a snack mid-afternoon for my boys after you get off the air.
It's a pretty good call. I like how you're thinking. There's no doubt about it. Mitch?
Pop. Yes, sir. Pop those chicken poppers.
Absolutely. Papa John's of Iowa and the Donaldson crew. As always, great catching up with you. We'll do it again tomorrow as we continue our training camp reports. And I'm going to guess the guys were happy with a little day off today.
Oh, yeah, they are, because it's a 48-month league. People think, God, you just got started. Well, you know what? This has turned into a year-round league. It's changed really dramatically in the last 7 to 10 years in that regard.
Thank you, man. Always good when we catch up with you, Mitch. Thanks, pal.
See you guys.
Okay, there you go. Mitch Holthus on the Draft House 50 hotline, Mill Civic Parkway, West Des Moines. Mitch always with some interesting tidbits from the Kansas City Chiefs. And I think that he's onto something here already, Trent, just from the standpoint that he has already picked up that they are going to try to open the Chiefs' offensive playbook and expand it so it's not just dink and dunk anymore.
Well, they have to. I mean, that's the next step that this team has to do. Defensively, they're aging. You know, they're getting older over there, so that's a concern. And what they're going to be able to get out of Houston going forward. And Derek Johnson, as good as he has been throughout his career, dude's getting old. You know, and you got Peters on one side, but the question's on the other side from him at cornerback. The defense is still going to be good. It's still going to be solid, but you need more. To take that next step from being good enough to get to the playoffs, you need to be able to do more. So it makes sense to do it. You have a coach that's been able to do it in the past in Andy Reid. Now do you have a quarterback that will execute it in Alex Smith? It is the great unknown, the great question. Yeah, you're doing the right things in training camp, Jimmy B, but you have to do it on the real field when it starts in September.
I'm with you, pal, from that standpoint. That is absolutely correct. And look, a lot of people, including both you and I, seem to think the Chiefs have a real chance in the AFC West to be a top team there and also make a little noise in the playoffs as well.
So coming up on the other side, we're going to go from the Chiefs to the Vikings. And speaking to our friends up north, you know what gets started up tonight, Jimmy B, on ESPNU?
What's that?
It will be episode one of your new favorite TV show, Being PJ Fleck.
I can't wait. Yeah, are they going to have him in a boat? I just want to see if he's actually rowing.
Unbelievable. I'm going to watch because it's going to give us plenty of content for the show tomorrow because he's going to look like a moron. I guarantee it.
I think it's going to be highly entertaining. It'll be fun. We'll have to check that out this evening.
He seems like
we'll
the kind of guy you want to hang out with.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind having a cold one with him. I think it would probably be pretty interesting. I'd have to ask him one question, and he'd bend my ear for an hour. So that would probably be pretty entertaining.
It'd be elite.
We're coming right back. Yeah. What's that?
It'd be elite. That's what he says everything is.
Elite. Yes, I know. Well, he'd be talking to an elite interviewer.
Oh, really?
So it would be perfect. Yeah, it would be perfect. Yeah. Okay, maybe not. Jimmy B and TC, everybody, it's the Big Talker right here, 1700.
1700 KBGG is the Big Talker in Des Moines with Jimmy B and TC, noon to 3, sports talk that rocks, 1700 KBGG.
Hi, folks. Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full-service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
Kate here with Food Dudes Delivery. Are you tired of the same old delivery options? Food Dudes Delivery can solve that problem for you. We deliver for restaurants that don't do delivery. Order through us at fooddudesdelivery.com. Place your order for lunch today, dinner tonight, or your office party tomorrow at fooddudesdelivery.com.
Like all of you out there, Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. He would flip-flop all night long, wake up with a sore neck or maybe a headache, or feel like he needed a nap, even though he'd slept 8 hours. When Mike invented MyPillow, he wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. Mike does all of his own manufacturing right here in the United States and offers a 10-year warranty. You could wash and dry MyPillow, and don't forget there is a 60-day money-back guarantee. And here's their best offer ever. For a limited time, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-4694 and use promo code Des Moines to take advantage of Mike's 4-pack special. You'll get 50% off 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows and free shipping.
Right now at the Home Depot, Ortho Bug Be Gone 32-ounce concentrate, ready to spray, or 10-pound bag is your choice, 2 for just $10. There's no magic to making bugs disappear, but there is Bug Be Gone. It'll knock out over 100 types of insects for fewer pests in your lawn and more money in your pocket. Start your own disappearing act with Ortho Bug Be Gone. Your choice, 2 for just $10, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
Hey, it's Trent Condon here from Jimmy B and TC. If you've been talking and thinking about improving your health, I have an idea for you. Do what I did. Call New Leaf Wellness. My weight had been increasing, my endurance during workouts was waning, and I was just feeling sluggish. New Leaf Wellness put together a program to help me lose weight, improve my energy, and they can do the same for you. Call New Leaf Wellness today at 515-650-1358 to schedule a free, no-obligation consultation. That's 515-650-1358. 1358 for New Leaf Wellness. And tell them TC sent you.
Are you living with a growing prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest. Is there a drop in your romantic life? Prostate problems don't go away on their own, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are natural. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life. Try it for free. Pay only shipping and handling. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Saw Palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredient in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-507-1004. That's 1-800-507-1004. 1-800-507-1004.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
1700 KBGG is your home for Kansas City Chiefs football.
Tyreek Hill takes it at the 5. San Diego didn't think he was going to take it. Here he goes. He's at the 25-30. They blocked the punter. The cheat is gone. They can't get to him. Tyreek Hill stays on the right boundary. 10-5. Touchdown, Kansas City.
The voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, joins me, Trent Condon, and Jim Brinson every day at 1:40 for the Chiefs training camp.